So over the past few weeks, China has seriously threatened its trading relationship with Australia. They put a big, I think it was an 80% tariff on barley exports, and that's worth $1 billion a year to us. They refused to take beef from, I think, four separate abattoirs right here in Australia. They talked about not buying iron ore from Australia, which I think is our single biggest, most valuable export earner. There's talk about not buying Australian wine anymore either. And now, in an industry that's worth $12 billion a year, they're saying to prospective Chinese students, don't go to Australia. We're a terribly racist country. Our next guest is an international author. She's also a Chinese negotiation expert. Leonie McKeon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what's happening here? Why does hardly a day go by without China threatening some aspect of its trading relationship with us here in Australia?
Well, the thing that we really need to look at is how China negotiates. Now, what we're dealing with, we're actually dealing with people that are extremely sophisticated, very experienced negotiators. Now, the 36 Chinese strategies, which are essentially derived from the art of war, 2,500 years old, the 36 Chinese strategies are negotiating strategies. Now, every Chinese person knows these strategies. They're like idioms, like don't cry with spilt milk. Okay, we know that. I don't know where we learnt it. We know what it means. And these strategies are like in the DNA of every Chinese person. And I can see what's happening with all of these things that are going on. Now, for example, the barley, okay, the situation and the meat situation. And we sort of predicted it might be wine. We were thinking about that. Now, in this case, what I see is they've applied strategy 20, trouble the water to catch the fish. So throw something up at us that we didn't expect. And then it's like when you throw a stone into water and all the fish go everywhere.
Mm.
So to deal with China, and especially now, I mean, for the last 10 years, we've been rolling along with China. The relationship's been good and everything, you know, we've had little hitches, but everything has been reasonably okay. Now we're in a situation where we really need to know how to negotiate with these people that are extremely experienced.
But I mean, what is their end game here? Like, what are they trying to get us to do in threatening things like the education market, the barley market, the iron ore market? What is China's goal?
Well, if we look at what's actually happened, the seed in this is the inquiry into COVID-19 pandemic. And this is really where a lot of these things started. Now, the barley situation has actually been going on for about a year and a half, all right? So that's nothing new. But because we have a situation here with the inquiry into the pandemic, everything is focused on that. Oh, they're doing this because, you know, because of the inquiry. And the same with the students. Okay, we probably have always had situations of racism. I wouldn't say too many because I think that we're a very multicultural country and we try to keep that very much under control. However, there may have been a few, you know, a few situations, and I'm not saying that there haven't been, but the focus being on this, and we sort of go, oh, you know, so it's about trying to sort of, it's a tactic with negotiation. And I suppose in the very beginning, when we talked about COVID so openly, instead of having, you know, much more of a discussion with China, and, you know, as a Western country, we put it out in the media, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, we're yes.
Right, so you're saying really it comes back to COVID. So because Australia's been quite strident about having an international independent inquiry into the origins of the disease, and there's a fair chance if that goes ahead that China won't come out of it looking all that good.
Yeah,
you're saying that's really upset the Chinese government, and as a result, they're retaliating against us.
That's what I would see. I mean, you know, it seems that that is the seed to this because a lot of things have sprung off this, like barley, like the meat,
yeah,
and now the students. And, you know, where people, in our kind of negotiation tactics, We may have thought about, oh, it'll be wine now. But, you know, out of the blue comes the student situation. So we go, oh, no, you know, and we start writing about it and talking about it. And it's like it's sort of upsetting us a lot, naturally so. Mm.
So if we just try and, you know, if we bite our lip and just shut up about COVID, will China just go back to buying stuff from us? I mean, is that the bargain here?
This is not about shutting up about COVID, all right? This is about learning how China negotiates, all right? We don't have to, you know, shut up about COVID, because I think that that's a very valid thing to have an inquiry. But how are we going to have that inquiry? All right, it's about looking at how we do things, not what we do. Now, I think that anybody that's dealing with China needs to know every one of those strategies, upside down, back to front, and sideways. Because at the moment, we're playing with a country that are very sophisticated at this and know these strategies extremely well. And I'm not saying that they say, oh, we're going to use strategy 20 now, we're going to use strategy 4. It's something that's embedded in the Chinese culture, like we know idioms. And it's kind of like if, you know, if we were people that had never played tennis, all right, and then all of a sudden we're playing with Roger Federer. However, we can't really hit the ball over the net, all right? So we need to know the rules of how to play this game. So it's not just saying, oh, abolish the inquiry or whatever. It's how we do it. It's how we respond.
All right, that's interesting. I mean, you could put it the other way and say, well, maybe the Chinese should understand that Australians tend to be fairly blunt and we tend to call a spade, and, you know, that's the way we negotiate. Look, I really appreciate your time. Leonie McKeon there, Chinese negotiation expert. There you go. There's 36 rules of negotiation that the Chinese have, and we need to learn them.